Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. The coronavirus is especially deadly to the elderly, making protecting patients in nursing homes extremely challenging. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Chris Barish reports on the devastating toll COVID-19 is having on the state's most fragile patients.
Through Tuesday morning, 41 Delawareans succumbed to the virus, and more than half, 23, lived in a nursing home. Another 61 nursing home residents tested positive. Terry Hansen's father was one who passed away. Charlie Seacrest was 82 and had dementia. He came down with a fever on April 5th. It went down, but the next afternoon,
I get a call and they say he's got 102.9 degree fever and it feels like his breathing has changed.
She called back at bedtime.
And the woman said, let me check his chart. And she said, his fever's been fine all afternoon. He's resting. 10 minutes later, they call me to tell me he died.
When public health officials reported the death,
I felt like a gut punch. When I saw him as a statistic, the 82-year-old male from Newcastle County, it was hard. You see somebody that you love that was once really vibrant and now they're just a really cold factoid.
Candace Roseo worries about her mom, Pat Wagner, who has dementia. She lives at the Little Sisters of the Poor home near Newark, where several patients died.
Once it gets in certain populations, it's like a wildfire that you can't stop and it's going to run its course.
Visitors are banned, but employees, food, and supplies must come. And the risk of infection from such a contagious virus is high, says Dr. Kara Odom Walker. She's Delaware's top health official.
Often when you're dealing with underlying health conditions and dementia and other challenges, it makes it very, very difficult. If you can't even manage on your own for those activities, the daily living, it makes it even more challenging to implement things like cover your cough or your sneeze.
Dozens of nursing home employees have also contracted the virus. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.